City Pirate defense, and that is where the Owosso Rams will have it first and 10, Steve.
Nice return that time by Cole Adams to get upfield and give the Rams good starting field position. If he misses that, gets through that last tackle, he's probably gone to the end zone.
Austin Havens will line up on the right hash mark. He's got Derek Overstreet behind him. Twins out to the left. Empty field to the right. Ready to take that snap is Havens, handing off Overstreet up the middle. He'll get to the original line of scrimmage, not much further as he's met by a group of Putnam City defenders. So Derek Overstreet with a little bit of a rough patch compared to some of his runs in the first and second quarters. Second down and 9 for the Owosso Rams. Twins to the left this time. Out of the shotgun, Havens handing it off. Overstreet again. Oh, man, he runs into another wall of Putnam City defenders right here. That'll bring up third down. Very little gain there. He'll get about a yard to bring up third down and 7, Steve.
I mean, this Pirate defense has really not given up all night long. About midway through the second quarter is where – or, I'm sorry, the third quarter – is where I look for them to maybe start getting tired up front, but they are swarming to the football right now.
So here we go again, third down and 7 to go. Twins out to the left, one man split to the right, a man on each side of the quarterback. Kennard in motion to the right, Overstreet out to the left, back to pass is Austin Havens. He'll sling it up the middle of the field, aiming for Overstreet. He had some defensive pressure on him there. That one falls incomplete again and brings up fourth down and about 8.
Got to get rid of the football earlier, though, Grant. You can't wait that long because you're leading your receiver right into the safeties. That's where you get your head taken off back there.
That'll bring up Jake Adams on fourth down to punt it away now for the Owosso Rams. So they'll go three and out. Start this third quarter. Not a situation we've seen them in tonight. Here we go, 4th and 8, whistles blowing as the snap is into the hands of Jake Adams.
This has just been an ugly game for Owosso from an execution standpoint. I don't know if it's senior night, I don't know what's going on, but it really, the type of penalties and things that they're doing typically would just be a reveal of lack of focus.
Fourth down and the kick coming. This one booted away, and it'll be caught at the 31-yard line. On the short return there, Dominic Brewster.
I'd like to see Jake Adams maybe get that off of his foot a little bit quicker. Looked like the Pirates may have had an opportunity to at least deflect a punt. Rams haven't had a turnover tonight defensively, have they? So Putnam City has done a good job of protecting the football, but Owosso has got to get something going. I mean, they're playing well, don't get me wrong, but just a bigger level of play from these guys.
First and 10 Pirates from the 31-yard line. Handoff, first man through. We'll get down to the 38-yard line, and that's Brewster again on the run for the Pirates as he is about 3 yards shy of another Putnam City first down. 10:09 left to go in the third quarter. 21-0 our score if you're just joining us here on KYFM. Owosso with a fairly dominating lead, although Putnam City has played better than the score would lead you to indicate. Twins out to the right on the keeper. Hawkins, the quarterback for the Pirates, gets to the 40, gets to the 45. He'll be ran out of bounds at about the 48.5. And that'll be another first down for Putnam City, just a yard shy of midfield.
Well, it sounds like a broken record, Grant, but the Rams were there to make the play and then just didn't wrap up and finish up. Putnam City has some speed of their own, especially when they break the edge.
Pirates on first and 10, give it to Hawkins. He'll give it off to Seth Wisby. Wisby down to the 48-yard line of the Rams as he breaks the midfield plane there. That'll bring up second down and 7 for the Pirates. Twins out Twins to the left, one man to the right. Rolling to the left
there
is the
is.
Quarterback, Hawkins. He's got men all over him. One of them is Gage Laney, who runs him out of bounds.
Ahmad Triplett burst through there first to keep him going toward the sideline, and Gage Laney finished it off.
So that'll bring a third down and eight. Get you set up on some of the scores from around the conference as we move through the third quarter. All of these important to playoff implications. Trips to the right this time. Hawkins off the left hash mark. Ready to take the snap. Does so. Throws right this time. Connects as he throws it across the flat to an open man. Wisby down at the 40. He'll get down to the 35. Tackled at the 34-yard line, and that is another Putnam City first down.
And a missed tackle right before the first down is made. Once again, this may be the overall worst tackling display by this Ram defense I've seen this season. Very surprising.
First and 10 now. Pirates, Twins to the left, one man to the right. Off that right hash mark goes Hawkins, dropping back to throw. Looking under pressure. They'll get him in the backfield for a loss. He'll be tackled at the 40-yard line. And that is about a 7-yard loss for the Putnam City Pirates.
Christian Ray was there first to flush him around the pocket, and then Ontario Wilson was there to finish him off. Now we're in a situation that the Ram defense were more accustomed to.
Out of the shotgun this time. Hawkins taking the snap and rolling left with it this time. He'll sling it up the left side. Nobody there to get it. And that'll bring up third down here.
But again, good defense by the corner, Brandon Ramsey, over on the far side. If that ball's thrown on the money, Ramsey has a chance for an easy pick, but he was set up right behind the receiver coming up to make the play. He was right there as the ball sailed over the head of the receiver.
On the third down, third and 17 now for the Putnam City Pirates.
See if they don't make a mistake here.
Dropping back to throw. Hawkins looking. He'll sling it way up the field.
Oh.
And it is batted down as
Ramsey again was following the receiver across. Had a chance for the pick. It just drops out of his hands. But I was afraid that Hawkins might try to force something in. The Rams secondary played excellent on those last two plays.
Well, taking a look at some scores, unlike the Jinx Trojans, the Broken Arrow Tigers did get to play a game in Enid, and they lead them right now 35-13 at the end of the Cimarron Turnpike. Norman and Edmond Santa Fe tied at 28 right now. Jinx won last night over Westmore. Here's the kick. Gage Laney back at the 10-yard line will let it roll. UConn leading Edmond Memorial 34-22 in the fourth quarter. And Norman North is leading Southmore 31-10. So those are your 6A1 scores as we have them right now. Well, Steve, with 7:36 left to go in the third quarter, our score is still 21-0 in favor of the Owosso Rams.
And really another opportunity here to make a statement starting right at your 10-yard line. How about a 90-yard drive here in this third period?
Austin Havens with the handoff up the middle goes Deshaun Kennard. He'll evade a tackle and get to the 25-30, up to the 35, tackled at the 38. Oh, man, that's a Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. Deshaun Kennard outrunning about two Putnam City defenders. One who had him dead to rights. He escaped, though, and was able to move up that field. We've got an injured Putnam City Pirate. That's Kajon Green. So when we get back from the injury, it'll be first and 10 at the 38, Steve, but they're going to come out and tend to him for a minute. So while they do that, we'll take an Owosso Coffee Company timeout and be back in about 30 seconds. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Tulsa Bone and Joint is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinty serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone and Joint. Our office, conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, is ready to care for you and your family. Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
Nothing, our score, 7:22 left to go in this third quarter. Owosso leading it if you're just joining. It's Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you on 100.1 KYFM. Steve, we've got a good ball game here tonight. It's, you know, the Putnam City's played a little better than the score indicates, yeah. But still a shutout victory in the making if Owosso can keep this up. Stacked receivers to each side here as they wind the clock into motion. Havens, the quarterback, handing it off. First man through is going to get up to the 40-yard line. Deshaun Kennard will get knocked back just a little bit when he gets to the 40. That's a 2-yard gain now to bring up second down and 8 for the Owosso Rams.
Probably more of a setup play that time as the Rams are going to go twin wide receivers on each side, and there's an offside. Yeah. On the cadence by Austin Havens, draws the right defensive end off.
Rylon Basco, the defensive end.
They're going to call that against Owosso. What'd you see, Rob?
Kidding.
I thought 16 jumped way into the neutral zone before anything. I think even Coach Blankenship is questioning this one.
Well, that'll bring up second down and 13. Not sure if we borrowed some officials from the SEC tonight or not, but.
Or the west side.
Austin Havens out of the shotgun. Everybody close in this time as he'll take the snap. Havens back to throw. He'll gun it up the middle and connect with Ronnie Thomas out of the 41-yard line. Thomas will get up to the 48 before he's ran out of bounds. Close to another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Saw a solid throw that time by Austin Havens. That's good enough to move the chains.
Move them up.
Just really looking for a rhythm in a drive tonight, Grant, and try to just establish an offensive drive.
Trips to the left this time. Back to throw is Havens as he tries to connect with Keelan Carty. Doesn't do it.
I mean, they're just not in sync.
Well, we've got to get in sync because it's November.
Yeah, stuff's coming up, and people are after us.
And these Owosso Rams that soon to be 23 games in a row have a big old target on their back. Third largest win streak in Oklahoma history, tied with Lincoln Christian. Behind Shattuck at number one in Class B, and Bixby, who continued last night with no problem over Booker T. Back to throw. It's going to be Havens as
short
he tries
again
to connect with Keelan Carty out on the right side.
I mean, and he had pressure in his face that time, but a wide-open receiver in front of him. I mean, just having trouble getting his feet set. Threw that one. I mean, he was almost on his toes and just tried to lob it over the front of the line, but it was a yard short.
6:04 left to go here. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Deshaun Kennard in at running back as taking the snap is Havens. Havens rolling out to the left, running away from his defenders. Now he'll sling it up the field, aiming for Trey Goins. Trey couldn't get his hands on it.
I mean, really, Grant, I'm not even sure where he was throwing that football or for sure who was the intended receiver.
That'll bring up fourth down. Well, if he's not under pressure on the field, Austin Havens is definitely under pressure on the sideline.
Yeah,
tonight
he did coming off that time because he had a receiver downfield beyond Trey Goins that was wide open. Again, if he has plenty of time to turn, set his feet, get his shoulder square, and make a throw.
Here's the kick.
Good one.
And that's going to fall back at about the 19-yard line. Yeah, not ragging on our quarterback, but, man, we've got to.
Yeah, we kind of are. I mean, we're state champions.
Yeah.
And we expect better play than what we're seeing here tonight. And the other thing, too, Austin has shown us the ability to make those kind of plays, and they are just they're non-existent here tonight.
5:49 left to go in the third quarter, 21-0 our score. First and 10 now for the Putnam City Pirates from the 20-yard line. A man in motion to the right catches the toss from the quarterback.
Oops.
Hawkins, they're going to get him
in
the backfield.
Might not want to reverse field. That's not a good idea.
Greg Hayes, Jr., tackled by Ahmad Triplett. .527 left to play here. Second down and 12. Twins out to the right, twins to the left as well. Ready to take that snap is Hawkins, but now we've got a flag on the play.
This has got to go against Putnam City. It's their turn. Right, Rob? We got to back them up here. I'm going to go with procedure call. That's just a guess. And we're trying offside. Not sure the referee really knew what the call was when he came out to the field. In any case, I like the direction he pointed.
5:09 left to go here. Clock rolling. Glad you're with us tonight here on KYFM.
Here comes pressure.
Back to take the snap. Hawkins, and that pressure gets him at the 11-yard line.
Nothing there.
And that'll bring up third down and about 20. 4:40 left to play in this third quarter.
Dwaylen Reed in on the tackle that night. That time we've mentioned his name several times here tonight. He's been very active. Third and long, so an opportunity here to get a stop.
And now Putnam City will take a second look at the sideline here. Twins to each side. 4:16 and the clock rolling here in the third quarter. Taking the snap, Hawkins back to throw. He'll sling it right side this time and connect with his open receiver. Out of the 25, out of the 30, still on his feet at the 40-yard line. Finally brought down around the 49, and that's Adrian Scott on the run for Putnam City as he gets another big Pirate first down.
What do we see that time, Grant? Two, three, maybe four missed tackles on a third and long. Third and, I mean, they just overcame a third and 18 against Owosso. That's the type of stuff the Rams have not done tonight.
First and 10, Putnam City at the 50-yard line.
I mean, they set themselves up with a couple of great defensive plays, the interior line and linebackers. Antonio Graham called it a great defensive game, but you got to tackle.
Hawkins, the quarterback, hands off. First man through, gets down to the 45-yard line. That is Seth Wisby on the carry there.
Yeah, we're going to have offsetting unsportsmanlike conducts, I'm guessing, here in the early part. Doris. Brody Doris got tied up with one of the Ponca City players. So,
3:23 left to play here. If you're just joining us on the radio, 21-0 our score.
Referees are going to confer about this.
And we'll see what they decide here. Appreciate all of our great sponsors who have made our broadcast possible on both radio and the web stream tonight, including Keith Two and Hometown Insurance, the official sponsor of our video stream this year.
Yeah, these guys, I'm not sure the referees really saw what was going on.
Third down and 5, trips to the left and one man to the right.
When you don't see what's going on, you can't penalize anybody, so it's offsetting penalties.
Off the right hash mark, setting a man in motion to the right. That is Hawkins. He'll throw to the right this time. Getting it to Scott. He's still on his feet at the 35. He broke one tackle, gets down to the 30, down to the 25. Finally brought down at the 24. That's another First down for Putnam City.
And again, Grant, just a quick throw here to the outside. I see four red helmets surround the receiver, and he's able to get away back into the interior.
Same formation. Quick toss to Wisby out of the right side. He'll get down to the 21-yard line. And that is a gain of four on the play to bring up second down and six now for these Putnam City Pirates. 2:28 left to go in the third quarter. Trips to the left, one man split to the right. Hawkins looking to the sideline again here as he'll
see if Coach Graham doesn't try to bring some pressure this time.
He'll take the snap here.
Nope.
Hand off, first man through. Wisby gets down to the 19-yard line. Dragged back, though. Back about 3 yards by the Owosso Ram defense. 1:45 left to play, third quarter action. Owosso 21, Putnam City nothing. If you're just joining us here on KYFM, twins to each side for Putnam City. Off the right hash mark, Hawkins again getting a second set of instructions from the sideline here. He'll switch places with his running back, and now he'll take the snap. Dropping back to throw, looking. Hawkins running forward instead. Gets to the 20, down to the 15-yard line, still on his feet, finally brought down at the 11. He'll get a first down. He did not go down easily.
Well, and it looked like Ahmad Triplett had him behind the line of scrimmage, and they did bring the ball back, Grant. It's going to be short of the first down by about 2 yards. So this is an interesting play call here by Coach Whitson. They're going to line up fast.
Hawkins under center.
Well, they brought some beef in the backfield this time.
Yeah. Wisby. Right behind that quarterback, Hawkins takes the snap, runs right, gets out to the 15, still on his feet down at the 13-yard line.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many times I can say it. You know, Michael Jamerson was right there, also Braxton Bickham, but the quarterback's able to get to the outside and get a first down after breaking two tackles.
24 seconds left to play here. Third quarter action, they wind the clock into motion. That clock continues to roll. Wisby still in behind the quarterback here.
I guess the good news for Owosso is Putnam City's not showing any urgency.
Dropping back to throw is Hawkins. Oh. His pass falls incomplete, and the clock stops with 2 seconds left to play in this third quarter.
Bickham had an opportunity. He read it all the way. That throw was offline, and he actually crept in behind the receiver on the outside. As the ball went by, if he's able to catch that one, he goes the other way.
It's time for one more play here in the third quarter. Twins to the right, twins to the left as well. Men in motion to the left as Hawkins takes the snap, hands off. First man through gets down to the 10-yard line, and that's Wisby on the carry as time expires here in the third quarter. Three in the books here at Owosso Stadium. Our score, the Rams 21 and the Putnam City Pirates nothing. We will take a one-minute break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire. Keep rolling with Robertson.
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, the Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire. Keep rolling with Robertson.
Fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock for the fourth quarter of play here at Owosso Stadium. Rams lead at 21 to nothing over Putnam City. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you with a Jay and Company by the number stats update. How those first three quarters look, Steve?
Well, the Rams have 21 carries for 151 yards. Putnam City on the other side have been held to 44 yards on 27 carries. Austin Havens is 10 of 21 tonight for 137 yards. Putnam City quarterbacks 12 of 19 for 153 yards. Total yardage in the game, 288 for Owosso, 197 for Putnam City. But, Grant, I'll be honest with you, you're up 21 to nothing, and the Rams have done a lot of good things, but you just don't feel like they have really dominated this football game. And they've had too many missed opportunities.
All right, let's see what they can do here in the fourth quarter. Marcellus Hawkins lining his team up on third down from the 10-yard line. Third and six.
Got to make a tackle.
Wins to the left as Hawkins hands off. First man through, busts up that middle.
There it is.
Finally gets drawn down by around the 7-yard line.
Michael Jamerson leading that defense along with help of Tyler Rich. Doris in on the tackle as well and Christian Ray.
Clock rolling here in the fourth quarter, 21 to nothing our score.
Well, you got to know what Coach Whitson's going to do here. You're down 21 to nothing in the fourth quarter, and you're as close to the end zone as you've been all night long.
Hawkins looking back at the sideline here, and I think we've got a timeout taken. We do. Another Owosso Coffee Company timeout, 11:25 left to play in this one. Our score, 21 to nothing, Owosso leading Putnam City. We're back in 1 minute. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. Talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Whether you're buying or selling a home, don't trust your real estate needs to just any mom-and-pop company. At the Hopper Group, you get local market expertise with the backing of a worldwide network. Enjoy REMAX results with the Hopper Group, a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Football.
Five left to go in this one, 21 to nothing. Putnam City knocking on the door here late in the fourth quarter. Marcellus Hawkins, the quarterback, on fourth down and four. Rolling to the right, looking, trying, passing into the end zone. It's batted down by an Owosso defender.
Braxton Bickham was back there as Hawkins was under heavy duress by the defense that time, and he was in the grasp of one of the defenders and just lobbed it up there, hoping one of his players would be able to make a play, and they were not. So a great job by the Rams. That's a bend-don't-break defense that time as Putnam City's drive started at their own 20-yard line, but it finishes at the Owosso Rams 7.
So Putnam City going three and out on that drive there, and Owosso taking over. Austin Havens, the quarterback, off that left hash mark, ready to take the snap. Man in motion to the left, Ronnie Thomas. Hand off to the second man through. He will run up to about the 14-yard line. And on the carry there, Derek Overstreet with 11:01 left to go in the ballgame. And that'll bring up second down and six. If you're just joining us, Owosso leading at 21 to nothing. Twins to the right, one man to the left.
take a shot. We haven't taken a shot in a while.
And now a handoff. First man through. Overstreet breaks out to the 25-yard line. He'll be brought down at the 26.
Just could not break that last tackle, or he takes it to the house.
Oh, man.
We're going to have actually the young man that made the tackle on the play, he really tackled Overstreet awkwardly. That's going to be Greg Hayes Jr.
That'll bring up another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down for Owosso, but we'll see.
Hopefully it's nothing serious. Yeah. Looking at his right ankle, and he kind of got twisted up awkwardly with Overstreet on that tackle.
First and 10, Owosso. When we come back from this break, don't forget next week the playoffs start. Play-in game against, we presume, Edmond Memorial. That's been what it looks like on paper. We'll find out officially on Monday. Mrs. Merrill just texting into the broadcast, says they're listening in Wichita tonight. So, on the radio, actually. Wow.
You mean must be someone in your family's listening?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I didn't know if they knew what station we were on. But first and 10.
I feel your pain, brother.
Oh, man. My mom used to have to ask me before
every
game.
Exactly.
What channel are y'all on again?
Oh, no.
Stacked receivers to the right. Dropping back to throw. It's Havens. He connects with Thomas. Thomas to the 40. Down to the 50. Down to the 40. Still on his feet. Breaking free. Oh, man.
Call him out of bounds.
They're going to call him out of bounds right there near the 33-yard line. But had he not taken a step across the sideline, he would have been headed for the house.
I think they're going to bring it back to the 46, but I was with you, Grant. I thought he was taking that one all the way. Bad angles taken, right there at the 47 as we see it on the Ramtron.
Oh, and a lot of these fans yelling, saying he was in. Handoff, Overstreet, breaking free down to the 35. He'll get down to the 31, and that's another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down for the Owosso Rams. 10-13 left to play here. Stacked receivers on each side. Dropping back to throw, Havens. He'll connect with Keelan Carney. Carney out to the 20-yard line.
Well, it's amazing what you can accomplish if you throw the football into the hands of your receivers.
Absolutely. Havens with Overstreet next to him in the gun here. Those stacked receivers on each side. Handoff, Overstreet. Up that middle, he'll get down to the 15-yard line.
Grant, I'm looking back behind the play, and the Ram offensive line literally is burying big defensive linemen into the ground and laying on top of them, keeping them down. I'm not sure they're going to exchange addresses for Christmas cards.
Out of the gun, man in motion to the right. That's Thomas on the keeper instead. Havens running forward.
Touchdown.
Into the end zone. Touchdown to Owosso. Oh, man. He finds a path that goes right up the aisle into the promised land, and it is 27-0.
That was a great read by Austin Havens. Fakes the handoff. The defense rolls with the fake, and Havens darts right up the middle with no hesitation. Touchdown, Owosso.
For all the challenges he's had tonight, he redeems himself on that one. And Jake Adams gets set to try to kick the extra point here. The holder is Gage Laney. The kick is up. It is through the uprights and good. 28-0 as Owosso tries to continue putting up a shutout here in week 10 of the regular football season. This touchdown and extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. They remind you, they meet at 10:30 each Sunday morning for services both in person and online. If you can't make it in person, visit them on the web at owossofirst.com. We'll take a 30-second Owosso Coffee Company timeout and be back right after this. You've got the Rams on KYFM.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to join us for our weekend celebration this Sunday at 10:30. Every service includes life-giving worship, a powerful message, and fun age-appropriate ministry for children from 6 weeks through fifth grade. We also have small groups that meet throughout the week designed to help you connect with others and grow in your faith. For more information, check out our website at owossofirst.com, and go Rams!
left to go here in this fourth quarter. 28-0 our score. The Owosso Rams leading Putnam City's Pirates. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you. Rob Williams crunching the numbers. The great Ethan Van Meter, husband of the cheerleading coach of the year in the state of Oklahoma, punching the buttons and making our video look good tonight. Kelly Ward roaming the sidelines. Michaela Washington making sure all of your graphics look good. And I know Olivia's doing that. I'm sorry, y'all switched places on us.
Out of bounds again.
I'm just waiting on, like, the band to play the Price is Right loser horn, you know, the
And we got another pirate down on the field.
They've had several go down.
Now, this is the same one that was hurt earlier. He's probably done for the night.
Greg Hayes Jr. Well, and he's their backup quarterback. He did that halfback pass early in the ballgame and had some impressive moments tonight for Putnam City. But, boy, this injury just keeps nagging him throughout the course of the ballgame. And we've got to take another moment to make sure he's tended to. So while we do that, we'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com. Well, hang on here. They're helping him off the field. He's going to.
I bet we see him come back in the game.
He's going to scamper off the field.
He's jogging off. This is about the third time tonight that he's needed assistance but has been able to run off the field.
Rumor has it that's how you ran out of the operating room a couple of weeks ago after your incident there.
Probably went to the wrong sideline, but yes, that's.
Oh, you think any of those nurses remember you?
Oh, my friend. What do you think?
I know the answer to that.
Yes.
Please call security if you see him come back.
No kidding.
First and 10, Putnam City from the 35-yard line. Marcellius Hawkins, the quarterback. Split to the left is Jermaine Adams. Hawkins looking back to the sideline for his play here. Man in motion to the left. Hawkins hands off to him. That runner evades one tackle. He'll get to the 40, up to the 43-yard line. Dominic Brewster, the ball carrier there for Putnam City, and that will bring up second down and about four to go.
Now we have a Ram player down on the field right in front of the Ram bench at the 40-yard line. Can't tell if that is Imad Triplett.
We do know it is not Greg Hayes Jr.
That's true. But we expect to see him shortly.
Yeah, he'll be back.
I think we got a cramp.
So that'll bring up second down and about two after we tend to this.
That's Imad. So we'll see if we can't get him stretched out.
Our sideline report indicates that it's a cramp. So that's good to know here. Dr. Kelly Ward diagnosing things from the sideline here. 9:13 left to go. If Owosso scores again, we're going to let Michaela and Olivia do the rest of the game. So
Steve. There comes Imad. He's coming off the field, and I think he's going to be okay. And let's see.
Did you just say three-pointer?
Coming in for him is going to be Nathan Dethridge, a 6-foot, 210-pound senior. We've seen him come in, and he's had some significant playing time this season.
Steve, during the next timeout, will you teach our girls the difference between football and basketball?
I don't have that much time.
Man in motion to the right now. On the keeper, it is going to be the quarterback, Hawkins, who'll get down to the 49-yard line. And that is another first down for Putnam City. They'll move up those chains, and it'll be first and 10 from the 48-yard line. Trips to the right this time. One man split to the left. Off that left hash mark, Hawkins rolling right, looking, running the other direction. He'll get out to the 46-yard line, out to the 43. And that'll be about a 6-yard gain for Putnam City. 8:32 and the clock rolling here in the fourth quarter.
Also in the game for Owosso, Chad Herbert, 5'11", 155-pound sophomore, getting some playing time for the Rams.
We'll have Edmond Memorial next week. And
Bulldogs.
Bill Blankenship was saying in the pregame show, it looked like we might have a chance at playing the UConn Millers at some point if things continue down the path they're on. Handoff, first man through is Seth Wisby. He'll get down to the 37-yard line. That's another Putnam City first down as they'll move up the chains with 7:55 left to play here. 28-0. Owosso leading it.
Coach Blankenship is going to use this film as an instructive tool.
I would bet he is. And down to the 31-yard line go the Putnam City Pirates. That'll bring up second down at about 4. 7:27 to go, clock rolling.
Greg Hayes is back in the game at quarterback.
Greg Hayes Jr. with a quick toss to Wisby. Wisby down to the 28-yard line.
So he must be okay.
He rose from.
Well, wait.
I didn't say that. But yeah. He just rose from some challenging times.
Challenging, yes.
Third down and one. Rose to the occasion, maybe? Hayes handing it off. First man through, Wisby. Almost to the first down marker, but he didn't get it.
It's going to be close, depending on where they mark it.
I didn't think he got it, but you might have a better eye on this.
They're going to be shy. Boy, not by much. Are they going to measure it?
We'll see if they bring the chains out here.
I think they are.
6:26 left to play here in this fourth quarter. Owosso leading it 28-0. They're going to clear the field here and bring out those chains to see exactly where this ball spotted.
I think they're about a foot shy.
What's Eagle Eye say?
Fourth down.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's about 6 inches shy. But, again, either way, they get a first down. You know they're going to go for it on fourth down. They're at the Ram 27-yard line with 6:26 to go, trailing 28-0.
Nothing to lose.
So, interesting scenario I learned today.
Okay.
That it is possible for someone to lose their first playoff game and get to the next game.
Yes.
Okay. They could lose that game and still make it to the semifinal. They could lose that game and make it to the final with COVID if a team opts out. So technically, it's the first time in history that you could technically lose two playoff games and continue. You could lose three playoff games, theoretically, and make the state championship game.
Welcome to 2020.
Wow.
Handoff from Hayes, first man through, Wisby. He'll get down to the 22-yard line on that run, and he'll get the first down that time. They could lose all those games, get to the state championship, and we
say,
still probably won't know.
Tonight's our night.
Yeah.
Tonight's our night. Let's go out, because I want to hear that pregame speech. Your team's lost three playoff. Guys, we've done something that no one in history has done, and we're in the state final.
And now the handoff to Wisby out of the right side. So if the
everybody gets a trophy.
If the team they were playing forfeited at halftime, could the losing team be
technically,
the
I guess,
state champion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on if you're a head coach or a player, and at what point the COVID tests come back.
Right.
You know, sixth inning of the World Series or whatever.
Exactly. Here we go, out of the gun. Hayes drop, or actually back is Hawkins. He'll throw up the right side. Aiming for an open man in the
intercepted.
Corner, and it's intercepted.
In the air.
Back the other direction. Here come the Rams.
Clifton.
And it's out to the 25.
Jake Clifton.
Out to the 34-yard line.
And we're going to have an unsportsmanlike penalty.
And Cody Chase was the interceptor.
It was Cody Chase.
He ran it back to the 34-yard line, and we've got a flag on the play.
Yeah, it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct. I believe it will go against Putnam City.
Punk City.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Same thing. Nice job of tipping the ball up in the air, and great instinct by Cody Chase.
Unlike Putnam City, Ponca City does have the Rusty Barrel Steakhouse.
That's true.
So, they have that going for them. All right, well, see what we got here with 4:47 left to play. The unsportsmanlike call is going to put the ball on the 21-yard line. First and 10 now for the Owosso Rams. Twin receivers to each side of the line here. Off the left hash mark goes Havens. He'll throw left this time, connecting with an open man. Fumble on the play. Who's got it?
I think unless they're out of bounds. I thought Putnam City recovered it out of bounds, but they're going to get the football.
They're going to get the football here.
I want to see that replay because I thought his body was on the sideline. It's on the far side, so I may not be correct, but it doesn't matter if I am or not. Putnam City's going to get the football at the Ram 17-yard line.
Are we going to get the replay here? I don't think so. Well, first and 10 Pirates, unfortunately, at the 17 of Owosso after that mistake there. But Owosso still leads 28-0. So play clock rolling and Putnam City gets their offense back onto the field. Marcellius Hawkins, the quarterback, taking it off this right hash mark. Twins to the left side, Twins to the right as well. Hawkins snapping it into motion here as he throws right, connecting with an open man near the 12-yard line. Bryce Smith, the receiver there. And that'll bring up second down and about six to go. 4:18 left to play here. 28-0 our score. Hawkins ready to take the snap with Seth Wisby back in next to him. Wisby will take the handoff. You get to the 12-yard line, no further. That is a gain of one on the play, third down. .345 left to go here, 28-0 our score. And Putnam City knocking on the door for the first time in this ballgame.
Boy, they go when they go jumbo in the backfield, they go jumbo.
Wisby behind the line here. Hawkins ready to take the snap. He'll dive forward, breaking through, down to about the goal line. Did he get in? I don't think so.
They're going to mark him short, but and interesting enough, Grant, there have been no turnovers in the ballgame so far, and you have back-to-back turnovers.
Hawkins diving forward.
He may have gotten it on that last effort. It's going to be close. I wasn't sure he made it.
They still haven't called it yet. I don't think he got there.
He ended up there, but I think they had already called his forward momentum down.
All right. They'll line up on the same play here. Hawkins
again.
Trying it again, and they knock him out. Oh, man.
He is short.
This goal line defense is something special tonight. .234 left to go, and Putnam City will try it again on third down.
Michael Jamerson is not giving any ground right in front of the quarterback. And we got movement.
They got movement
against
on the left side.
Against Putnam City. I'm going to do it again.
Ronald,
left tackle jumps offside.
Looks like Ronald Rose was the guilty party, I believe.
They tried to run right over Michael Jamerson, and he absolutely did not give any ground on back-to-back quarterback sneaks. And then the mistake by Putnam City will back them up 5 yards. So this defense hanging on to the shutout tonight.
They are trying their hardest for sure.
fans that are still here trying to get behind their defense.
Out of the gun. A timeout call before they do anything as Marcellus Hawkins was ready to try to put Putnam City on the board for once in this ballgame. 28-0, our score. We'll take it to Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Be back in 30 seconds. 1:57 left to play. This is Ram Football.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
We welcome you back. 1:57 left to play in this one. 28-0 our score. Putnam City has tried not once, not twice, but thrice to get into this end zone here and has been unable to do so. Thank you, Michael Jamerson and the Owosso defense. Here we go. Marcellus Hawkins on third down with Wisby next to him at running back. And they snap it over his head. Oh, my goodness. He's going to scramble to the right. Hawkins at the 15. Somebody get him. They'll get him at the 10-yard line. Oh, my.
I think it was Cody Chase again that finally caught him.
So that'll bring up fourth down now for these Putnam City Pirates.
Honestly, Grant, Hawkins did a great job as there were like four Ram helmets right in front of him, and he does the spin move to get to the outside, but Chase able to bump him out of bounds.
Trips to the left. Hawkins ready to take the snap out of the gun here. One man split to the right, Adrian Scott. Wisby in next to him in the gun. The fans left watching are trying to make some noise here. Hawkins off the right hash mark, takes the snap, throws left. It's caught down at the 10, down to the 5. Can they catch him near the goal line? I think they did. That's Dominic Brewster, the ball carrier, and they will keep him out of the end zone. The shutout continues to stand with 53 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. What an effort by the Owosso defense tonight.
And as crazy it has been, that's been the highlight of the night.
Oh,
these Ram
man.
Fans that are still here are on their feet, and they know good football when they see it. They haven't seen a lot of it tonight, but they saw a great defensive stand there after the turnover.
Owosso will take over on their own one-yard line. Havens ready to take the snap here. He'll check things out once more, and now he'll take it and fall forward to the 5-yard line. So he got a little bit of breathing room away from the end zone here. 43 seconds left to play. And soon they'll likely be following into your favorite formation, Mr. Maurer.
Yes, sir.
Havens.
Oh, my goodness. 26 seconds to go with a 28-0 lead, and they throw a flag. Obviously, no one has any plans after the game tonight.
Right. Look, I'm trying to get to Whataburger before the line forms here. So, all right, here we go. Haven's ready, and he's going to fall into the victory formation momentarily, and this one's going to be over.
Yeah, they just need to take one snap.
He'll take it right here. And that one's over.
Yep.
A shutout for the Owosso Rams. It wasn't a pretty shutout at all. But the shutout stands, and Owosso beats Putnam City to go to another perfect 10-0 regular season for the second year in a row, Steve.
Never happened in Owosso history in back-to-back seasons. And they upped their game-winning streak. now to 23 with an opportunity to add four more to it before the end of this season. But Grant, if they don't improve on the way they played tonight, they might run into a roadblock. They did just enough when they had to do it to come out victorious here tonight against a very stubborn Putnam City Ball Club.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, the First United Mortgage Group Ram recap. We'll be right back. This is Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast. And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Hello, Owosso. This is Matt Jay, managing shareholder at Jay & Company CPA, located right here in Owosso. Our firm offers professional services in tax preparation, bookkeeping, financial compilations, and payroll. Contact us today at 918-272-1123 or visit our website at mattjcpa.com or follow us on social media. Keep it local and go Rams.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car's ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire.
We welcome you back. This is KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville, your home for the Owosso Rams. And by the way, just beat Putnam City 28-0. I'm Grant Merrill along with Steve Mowry, and we welcome you to the First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap as we bring it to you live here on the postgame show and on the Owosso Sports Network. And Steve, it was not a pretty win. Even though it was a shutout, 28-0, there are a lot of things that if Owosso wants to keep this thing rolling, they have got to clean up before we start getting into the playoffs. And frankly, I don't mean to offend Putnam City, but frankly, playing better teams.
Well, and there will be, but give Putnam City credit tonight. Yeah. They really kept the Owosso off balance a lot through the game. They played well defensively, and they're going to be in the playoffs as well, as is everybody. But the Rams tonight, people are going to look at the box score and go, wow, Owosso really dominated. And to a degree, they did. But a lot of ugly mistakes throughout the game that Coach Blankenship, I know, is going to want to clean up before next Friday night.
All right, let's see what he has to say. Kelly Ward is down on the sidelines with Coach B. Hello, Kelly.
Coach, another 1-0 day, another incredible season here in Owosso, Oklahoma. 28-0 over Putnam City tonight. What's your take on the game and this season?
Well, I'm really proud. I'm very proud of our seniors, proud of this team. They've had a lot of distractions. They've had to overcome a lot of things to get to play and to be able to go 1-0 again, you know, 10 times in a row. Is pretty incredible. It's a great legacy that they've set. We didn't play very well tonight, but we're not going to not celebrate winning. We're not that far away from it that we're going to do that. But going to the playoffs, we got to understand what's at stake. And, you know, I've got an old saying, if they call them playoffs, you don't play, you're off. So we better be ready to go next week.
That's right, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Kelly Ward and Bill Blankenship tonight. And we've heard that every year from Bill Blankenship. They call them playoffs. If you don't play, you're off.
Yeah.
And so Anyway, well, we'll get your thoughts and then here in just a moment on a player of the game brought to you by McDonald's. And first, before we do that, let's go to the one and only Rob Williams with a Jay and Company CPAs by the number stats, final stats update.
Okay, for the looking at the team stats, first downs, Owosso had 18. Putnam City had 13. Rushing, the Rams rushed for had 26 rushes for 203 yards. Putnam City, 42 rushes for 94 yards. Passing, Owosso had 174 yards passing on 13 of 26. Putnam City had 166 yards passing on 14 of 23 with one interception. Total plays, Owosso had 52 for 377 total yards, and Putnam City had 65 total plays for 260 yards. Fumbles, Putnam City had two fumbles but didn't lose a fumble. Owosso had the one fumble on the Austin reception. Penalties, Owosso had 10 penalties for 65 yards. Putnam City had six penalties for 30 yards. On third down conversions, Owosso was 2 of 7 and 0 for 1 on fourth down conversions. Putnam City was 4 for 13 on third down and 2 of 5 on fourth down conversions. So looking at the individual stats for Putnam City, Wisby had 20 rushes for 56 yards. Harrison, 1 rush for 3 yards. Hawkins had 18 rushes for 20 yards, and that included 5 sacks for negative 32 yards. Hawkins was 14 of 22 with one interception for 166 yards. Brewster had 5 receptions for 58. Scott, 5 receptions for 73. Adams had 2 receptions for 14. And Wisby, 1 reception for 14. Looking at Owosso, Overstreet had 13 rushes for 79 yards. Kennard had 6 rushes for 69 yards. Havens, 4 rushes for 23 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Thomas had the one big long rush for 24 yards. Havens, 13 of 26, no interceptions, 174 yards and 2 touchdowns. Thomas had 3 receptions for 52 yards. Kearney, 3 receptions for 33 yards. Overstreet had 4 receptions for 31 yards and a touchdown. And Adams had 2 receptions for 62 yards and 1 touchdown. And that's your final stats.
All right, final stats from Rob Williams, brought to you by Jay and Company CPA. Appreciate them for being our sponsor of our By the Numbers updates throughout each and every game. Well, Steve Mowry, we've got a McDonald's player of the game to pick tonight. Kind of hard to decide. You know, there was a lot at stake here in that decision, but what you got for us?
Well, you know, early on, it was slow. We didn't have anybody really separating themselves. And as we went through the ball game, it became more apparent that defense was really keeping the Rams in this ball game, even though Owosso on occasion was able to move the football. At first, we thought Ahmad Triplett might be the guy, but I tell you what, I think we're going to jump here midstream and go with Michael Jamerson, who had really done a fantastic job all night long there at the defensive tackle spot, particularly there in that final drive by Putnam City there at the goal line. Two opportunities for the Pirates to score, and Jamerson stacks them up. But even throughout the game, sideline to sideline, Jamerson from the interior line was running to the sideline, chasing people down. If he didn't make the tackle, he ran the ball carrier into a teammate. So we're going to switch a little bit here and go with Michael Jamerson. Had his nose in everybody's business through this whole game tonight, and I think set the tone for a game that really – the Rams just couldn't get their rhythm here tonight. They did enough to win. We're going to take the W. Coach B is going to go in, and, you know, they're going to celebrate tonight. But he's going to take this film, and they got a lot to work on to get ready for that first-round playoff game next week.
It's likely we'll see Edmund Memorial here next week. We'll have an official determination when they release the OSSAA brackets this week, and we'll definitely be keeping you up to date on InsideOwosso.com, and also follow Owosso Athletics on social media as well as, of course, when that news comes out. But, you know, our path to the playoffs, we've got a lot of good teams in there between here and a state championship, and we've just got to keep playing well and, you know, a lot of little things to fix up because some of these things, you know, won't fly down the road in November.
Well, we've seen the Rams really pick things up the last 2 or 3 weeks, getting into that rhythm, and you want your ball club to peak at the right time. But you're right. If the Rams play like they did tonight, they're going to run into some challenges when they get down to the Unions and Jinx. But then you look down at the scoreboard, 28-0. You look at the season stat, 10-0. You look at the back-to-back seasons, 23-0. Still a great time to be an Owosso Ram.
We ain't complaining.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
We got horses.
We certainly do, and we're glad that we're able to bring the action to you here of our undefeated Owosso Rams, who for the first time in Owosso Rams school history end up capturing back-to-back perfect regular seasons here at Owosso High School tonight. So any final comments, Mr. Mowry? Anything we've missed?
No, it's been a fun season. It's been fun to watch this team grow. A lot of question marks at the beginning of the season, but guys always seem to step up. And I just like where we are. I know Coach B does. This coaching staff's done a great job. We got the best athletic director in the world, Zach Duffield, putting all these pieces together. And it's just exciting to be able to be a part of this. And we look forward to a continued run.
All right. Well, coming up next week, of course, a week from tonight, we will host, again, likely Edmond Memorial here as our opponent. We'll have a final determination on that. We'll have all the information for you on Inside Owosso this week as to how you – we know you can listen here on 100.1 KYFM. Not sure what the streaming situation will look like, but we'll give you an update on that throughout the week as well on InsideOwosso.com. And we appreciate all of our kids at the Owosso Sports Network who have given us such a great season of video streaming. They do such an impressive job, yep. And we're just really proud of our entire crew as we move through the course of the season. So that's going to do it for tonight. Again, our final score, 28-0. A shutout win for the Owosso Rams. They go to 10-0 on the regular season, 23 straight wins in the Bill Blankenship era, and back-to-back regular perfect seasons. Just can't tell you how proud we are to be Rams tonight. So for all of our crew, for Kelly Ward on the sidelines, for Ethan Van Meter, for Brock Crawford, for Rob Williams, and for Steve Mowry, I'm Grant Merrill saying good night and God bless you. Thanks for listening. Owosso moving to 10-0 tonight here at Owosso Stadium. Good night. We'll see you next week. Go Rams.